Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me as we celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Tatum is here. Doug is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, chairman of Newport Board Group. He is the entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University. He teaches a lot of their young people about the marketplace, about capitalism. Doug, thanks again for being here. Plug back in with us on this course, Profit Sense. Is this a course that other people can have? When are you and I going to turn that? When are you going to turn it into a book so small business owners can use it? What do you think?
Well, I don't know if I'll ever turn it into a book. You're more prolific at that than I am. But we are finalizing the launch of that at FSU. Knock on wood. I'm confident that we'll release the product as an executive education certificate to employees. So companies that are interested in having their employees take an FSU Jim Rand School of Entrepreneurship course and get credit for that can contact me or contact you, and you can forward them to me, and we'll set them up. So it won't be a book. It'll be an actual course. They'll actually have to take it over a four-week period. It probably takes them about an hour. Maybe a little more, hour and a half a week for 4 weeks. But
is this a technology platform that you have?
It's an online course. No, it's an online course. It includes videos from me. And what was fun is I went out and got some students from the film school at FSU and said, look, you know, you gotta make it a little more interesting than me sitting behind a desk. So they put some graphics together that were really enhanced the course. And it was also fun to have, you know, some film students, and I would sit there with them and say, look, I'm paying you to tell me whether you think I'm blowing smoke up my pants legs. You know, you tell me whether you think these concepts are defendable, how they relate to you.
Right.
And over again, I find that they haven't poured concrete against the ideas that have built this country and the economy. They just have never been educated about.
They're ignorant of it. They're ignorant
it's
of the
just
things.
Fascinating.
Well,
they're
see,
absolutely
this is,
ignorant.
This is part
They've
of
never
the,
thought about it.
This is what we've learned from China, from Russia, from Orwell. If you control the past, you can control the present. And see what you're talking about, I'm not trying to get conspiratorial, but what you're talking about is an element of disregarding and dismissing our history. This course is part of our history. Capitalism became what it is in the world, in America.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's turned into a bit of a dirty word, which is fascinating. Let me tell you, for those of you, your listeners out there, we have beta tested this in companies, and I'll give you a perfect example. If you ask your employees, let's say you're a $5 million business, and you've got 20, 30 employees or whatever, you ask your employees on average out of $5 million what the owner takes home, they'll probably average $2.5-3 million. So, you know, we keep saying this is a student issue. It is a cross the board issue. And the owners are shocked. They think my employees think I'm taking $2.5 million a year home out of $5 million in revenues.
Yeah.
So we show them what the average profits are for American companies, and the employees are going, oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
So where can they go? Where can they go, Doug, to find the course? Is there a website?
Not yet, but you could definitely go to FSU, Doug Tatum FSU, and send me an email.
But when it's ready, you're going to come back and we'll launch it, right? Because I want to do this. This is important. I want to do this, and I want you to.
It is important.
Yeah, there's no question.
I appreciate your help.
There's no question about it. No, I'll be your at least one of your microphones on this because this is really important. You want to give us another website, Doug, before we go?
Well, you could always check me out at FSU, the Jim Moran School of Entrepreneurship, Doug Tatum, or at Newport LLC.
Newport LLC. All right, the book is called No Man's Land. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, thanks, man.
We'll see you next time. Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great leaders in America today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.